Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This has come up a few times in the last couple of years where every once in a while I feel like one of our teams is playing a mental health game. By that I mean they're playing a game that will do all of the fan base and all of Metro Detroit, it will do a lot to support our mental health by winning a game.
Yes.
What happened Sunday and Tuesday bothered people. Some have pulled the plug on the season, which is too bad. And I always wonder, okay, why do I see it differently? And part of it is I have a ton of faith in the people running the organization, but they haven't checked the most important box, right? The most important box is winning a Super Bowl, and they haven't done that yet. But I ask you, do you have faith in Dan Campbell?
Absolutely.
Do you have faith in Brad Holmes?
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean they're perfect, okay? But having faith in them, they're not there yet. They don't get the ultimate card of, hey, they won a Super Bowl. They know what they're doing. But without doing that, they have about as much credibility as I think you can have without doing that.
Well, you are a bona fide Brad bot.
I am a Brad bot. There's no doubt about it. That's one. But this Washington game, This game, we need the reset. We need that game where we go, oh, yeah, that's right. Everything's going to be okay. And this is a good team to be playing at this time.
Yeah.
First of all, throughout the course of this season, they're 28th in yards per game allowed. They're 22nd in points per game allowed. They're 19th in rushing yards per attempt allowed. They are 30th in quarterback rating against. They are 19th in QB pressures against. They are 13th in sacks, so they have had some QB pressure. But, Scott, I think they're the right team to be playing at the right time. They've lost two. They've lost one receiver on the IR. They have another one that's probably not going to play in McLaurin. They've got the injury to Lattimore in the secondary. There's all kinds of things that are going wrong with this team. They lost a quarterback. With Mariota, they are even a more dumbed-down version of their offense. They're playing the right team at the right time for a get-healthy game. That's one reason you should feel better about your Lions. Now, to be clear, this is short-term. We're talking about feeling better on Sunday. Just because you're playing a wounded team that has struggled defensively doesn't mean you're a Super Bowl-caliber team. It's just a short-term solution is the way I see it.
Well, I definitely think they're playing the right team at the right time. The Commanders are down right now with all the injuries. They can't feel good about themselves. Their quarterback's elbow has relocated to another part of his body. That's not a good thing for them. And I think the other thing is you go into this and see that Lions don't lose back-to-back games. They just that's just part of their DNA. They don't. Some of it might be circumstance because who they're going to play at that time, and this might be that right there. But I also think that this team, this is a very prideful team. This team knows what's resting on their shoulders. They know the expectations of the fan base. They, even more so, the expectations they put on themselves. I think what Dan Campbell had to say, I think it was after yesterday's practice or before yesterday's practice, whenever he addressed the media, I think it's important to note the tone of what he said and the context of what he said. When he speaks and starts calling out certain parts of the team or the organization, I think you listen. And when he comes out and says, we all need to be better, that we have to have a championship mentality, and the players have to have that championship mentality, and then he puts it on the coaching staff too, I think it means a lot. It's like, because you go back to that first year when things weren't working with the offense, and he was quick to say, Anthony Lynn, thank you for your service, but I'm going to start calling plays now. I'm not saying this was necessarily that's the same message that's going public to John Morton and the offense, but I kind of feel like it is. Like, coming out and saying to the coaching staff, we have to be better, we have to be operate as a championship team, and we're not right now.
Right.
That's really the other part of it. We're not operating like that. So we're raising the bar for everybody on this team that plays on that field, and every coach that's on the sidelines or up in the booth. We all have to be better at a different level. And I think calling them out, I think gives me a bunch of confidence that they're going to show up and win this game on Sunday.
Do you think they're going to respond?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's, like, the injury list is concerning because it's all a one position. There was an interesting story, however, put together by Colton Pouncey and The Athletic that documented how it feels like they are kind of getting to that crisis injury situation again, but they're not. Compared to last year, they're in way better shape. Way better shape than they were last year at this time. Because the injuries that they had sustained, many of them were season-ending injuries. They've got guys that are banged up. And as players come back, this is the one thing about injuries, unfortunately. As players come back, others are going to get hurt.
Yeah.
It's not like everybody else is going to stay healthy the rest of the way. Somebody else is going to go down. But you asked a question on your pre-show sheet today, and I made
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You wonder, well, Gator's got an answer. Do you have a gut feeling on someone who will star on Sunday?
Yeah, I think you look at, Jahmyr Gibbs had that one great game a couple games ago where he had that long run and had the, 200 yards on offense or whatever it was. It was great. And then he's been shut down. Montgomery hasn't really gotten it going
yet. By shutdown,
you
mean not shut down physically. He didn't do much.
Teams are able to handle him, and I do think that teams are planning specifically to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. And if that's the case, I think it opens things up. And we've seen them get off to hot starts where I think it was Sam LaPorte had like 3 catches and 65 yards and a touchdown in the opening drive, and then kind of gets ignored for a while and whatever. I think there is somebody. I mean, you can come up with whoever you want. I think it's time for a St. Brown game. Because St. is incredibly consistent. He'll catch his 6 passes a game for 70, 80 yards. But it's been a while since he's had that. It feels like it's been a while since he's had that 8-catch, 155-yard, 2-touchdown performance.
Right.
And I feel like St. Brown is the guy that when you need to get back to getting to the basics, who do you look to? You look at your best players. And Jared Goff is going to say, enough of all this. Remember when we watched in training camp practices, they were going to St. Brown all the time.
Yep.
Because that's the security blanket. That's the guy who really changes things up. I think he's the one that's going to come out and have a monster game on Sunday.
The other thing that I went back and watched the game again last night, had some downtime, and rewatched the game on Sunday.
Okay.
That game was a product of 2 things that I will predict won't be an issue again. They lost that game because David Montgomery fumbled deep in his own territory, and they had a couple of catastrophic special teams mistakes. Dave Phipp is well-respected. Their special teams haven't been a problem. But a low kick gets blocked and sets up Minnesota with a shorter field, and a kick return sets them up at, like, the plus 35. I think those things were 2 things that directly led to that loss. I think if those 2 things, well, maybe even just one of the special teams mistakes, only one happens, and Montgomery doesn't fumble, and there will be turnovers, but David Montgomery fumbling deep in his own territory is not something that I expect to happen again. Scott, I felt like that loss was as much a product of 2 things that won't happen again as anything else. Otherwise, it would have been one of those, well, they didn't play perfect, but they won the game kind of games. And so that's another reason why I feel better with where this team is.
Yeah, I thought that there were some uncharacteristic mistakes made by this team in all 3 levels of the game, all 3 phases of the game. And, yeah, you're right. I don't expect Montgomery to fumble as he's en route to getting the first down.
Yep.
On a 3rd and long play, and he's going for 11 yards, ball comes loose. It's crazy. The special teams mistakes, we just haven't seen the Lions make many special teams mistakes, and they make a couple major mistakes in the same game. Now, the block field goal, throw that one in the mix as well. So I tend to agree with you. There are still problems that linger, though, and those problems were on the offensive line. But that's usually something we've said, and I feel like maybe we've said it all too often about when they win games. And that is, hey, here's the good news. They won the game handling. It was never really in question, and there's still stuff to work on.
There's always a checklist.
The problem is we're still saying that, and it's halfway through the season, and now it's even more dire because of the injury front, losing Mahogany for the year, not knowing who's going to play left tackle on Sunday against the Commanders. That's still a major problem.
Dude, I think Super Bowl champions throughout the course of the season always say that. There's still things to work.
I think everybody says it. But it's another thing to say and then to tangibly see and be like shaking your head like, yeah, dude. And I think that's what I was saying on Sunday is like.
I guess we disagree. I think all the winning teams do that after every game. Yeah, but this could be better. That could be better. There's very, very few occasions where teams walk away. Even the best teams walk away, and everybody's completely satisfied.
But I understand. But I think some teams and players will just say that to say it. Like, yeah, you know, I missed that pass. There was a guy wide open 30 yards down the field, and I checked down. I wish I hadn't have done that. Should have taken that chance or whatever. And it's like 1 or 2 plays. Unfortunately, I feel like with the Lions this year, it's been a lot, and it's been a lot lately. And I'm still on a high on this team. You're what I said in the football questions. I still think they're going to win the division, and they're going to be okay. But I do think that they have to straighten out the issues they have on the offensive line.
Carson Anderson, open lines coming up next hour. You hear Dan Campbell what he had to say about the trade deadline. Straight ahead. Last night I experienced one of life's great frustrations that I know I'm not unique, and I spent basically the entire 3rd quarter of the Piston game trying to accomplish this. I eventually got it done. It was not easy, and I'm sure everyone has experienced the same frustration. I'll explain at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.